What's good, everybody? You know who it is. It is your boy Keith Fit. And we are back, baby. Listen, we ain't never left. It's been a journey. I've been on a mission. I've been grinding. I've been putting in work. Lou Money, he's been doing the same. You know what I'm saying? But this is another episode without my boy Lou Money. This is just another episode, with me by myself. And I'm glad you're all here tuning in. Today, I have a topic I want to be speaking on. The topic is passion. Now, I know you're not here, but you're tuning in. You know what I mean? And if you're tuning in, thank you so much again. I appreciate you. I just want to really know. So, of course, you can't communicate to me right now because you're just listening to the podcast clip. But if you can, just really think about it. Like, what does passion mean to you? Like, what does it really truly mean to be passionate about something? I'm going to give you guys a second. If you want to write it down, go get a pen and paper. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm going to be dropping some gems like I always do. Or in my mind, I'm always doing it. And I hope that you're feeling it. So do me a favor, get a pen, paper, write it down. What does passion truly mean to you? I'm gonna give you guys a second if you want to pause it or whatever. You know what I mean? Do that, but definitely come back because there's some gems being dropped. All right, cool. Now we back, y'all. Cool. I hope y'all really grabbed that pen, really grabbed that pad, wrote that down. You know, I got a lot more notes for you guys to take on. So thank you so much for doing that for me. I appreciate y'all. And again, thank you for tuning in. All right. So now that most of us, if not all of us, are on the same page, let's dive deeper into the topic. All right. So as we know, the word passion can have many different meanings, right? So I'm going to talk to you guys from my standpoint. All right. It can be used. One of the meanings it has is it can be used to illustrate a strong and barely controllable emotion, right? Passion can also be used to express an intense desire or enthusiasm towards something. Connections such as love between two entities can also be defined through the use of the word passion, right? So that's a few different definitions for you guys, right? Passion can be used to illustrate a few different things, right? But the word passion is one of the more powerful words in the English language. The word itself comes from the Latin root word. Now, excuse my pronunciation of the word. You know, I think it's called patir, right? It's spelled P-A-T-I-O-R. Okay, so the Latin root word means to suffer. So I kind of find it rather ironic that suffering is the original definition for the word passion, right? So what's ironic about it is when an individual is passionate about something, and I mean truly passionate about something, the passion can bring forth something, can bring forth suffering, you know? And it's true, you know? You look at relationships, look at things that you're going through when you're really truly passionate about something. But relationships is a good one. So when you're really truly passionate about an individual, right, two entities, it's always as life goes on, it's always something. It's always something. You guys are never going to see eye to eye always. There's always some suffering involved, some cheating, some lying, some this, some that. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you're truly passionate about something, no matter what it is, you got to go through what you got to go through, right? So an example of this would be a great example of this would be the movie, The Passion of Christ. All right, so this is real good. This is real good because the movie is such an incredible example. In the film, Jesus's love and passion for his people is expressed, but what is also illustrated is the suffering he had to go through for what he was passionate for. I don't think you can be passionate for something if you're not willing to suffer for it. I think that the stronger the passion is for something, the more suffering must be endured, right? So, like, your loved ones, right? You feel passionate about your loved ones, and you know they're living their lives. So a good example would be like a mother and a child, or a father and a child, right? We get older, we grow up, we go through life, and the passion for the passion that a father or the passion that a mother will have for their child is limitless. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you do suffer things from the parent standpoint. You do suffer things as you go throughout life. When you see your child going throughout life themselves, you know, raising them is hard. But then even when they get grown and they move out, that brings forth suffering as well. Most, if not all, will argue that Michael Jordan is one of the greatest players to ever touch a basketball. His passion for the game pushed him to bring the best out of himself and truly test his limits. He was able to win Rookie of the Year, 5-time NBA MVP, 6-time NBA championships, 6-time NBA Final MVP awards, 10-time All-NBA, 9-time All-Defensive Team award, and the list goes on. Not only did following his passion bring forth success on the court, but it created tons of success off the court as well. His passion led him to movies such as Space Jam, etc., signing shoe deals to create shoes for everybody, giving back, showing mad love, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter who you are, or, you know what I mean, what position you're in, if you're passionate for something, you gotta go through something. And so, although Michael Jordan was able to accomplish a lot through following his passion, he also had to suffer through a lot as well, right? Carrying the Chicago Bulls to 6 championship titles was not an easy task. Now, I don't know who can do something like that, you know what I'm saying, for real, but what it is, you know, when you're passionate about something, truly passionate about something, you're willing to put the work in, right? So time and time again, Jordan was faced with adversity, as it appeared from just about every angle on the court. It took the form of players who, of course, shared the same goal, the same desire, the same dream, such as players like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, Charles Barkley. These individuals also carried the same desire, the same dream, the same goal, right? They were passionate about the same thing, but only one team could get there. So that means everybody else had to suffer if they wasn't willing to work to get there, right? But the list goes on. Though many had tried, the passion Jordan had for the game would not let him quit. He rose above and beyond for his dreams, fueled by his passion he had for, of course, the sport. No matter who you was, trying to stop him was not an option. In his mind, there was no way he could give you the opportunity to rise above him. Just as the adversity was thick on the court, don't get me wrong, just as the adversity was thick on the court, it was just as equal to, if not greater than, off the court. July 23rd, 1993 was the date to one of the hardest battles that any individual would have difficulties dealing with. But that was the date for Jordan, of course. It would be no different for him. To lose a father is never an easy task. A father giving tips, advice, knowledge, wisdom, love, compassion. The list goes on. Taking an L like that? Whew. For Jordan, his love, his passion for the game allowed him to rise above even something as, you know, detrimental as that was, in order to make his dreams come true. When you are truly passionate about something, the possibilities of what you can accomplish are limitless. Another great example of this is the comedian, actor, producer, and his list goes on as well, Kevin Hart, right? Kevin Hart's life began with some intense hardcore adversity. He was raised in a single parent household by his mother, Nancy. His father was constantly in and out of jail due to his own personal battle with his addictions. Kevin Hart's life began in a very negative position where adversity was already present. Much like a lot of us individuals out here today, we do not have the power to change our parents' lives and the things that they were committed to, and the things that they loved prior to our birth. However, what we do have and what we are in control of and what we can bring change to is brightening our parents' future due to our birth. Kevin Hart made it his mission to do just that. Fueled by his passion of comedy, he asserted himself in a position to be successful. However, the road was never easy. His very first show at the Laugh House in Philadelphia did not go well. His career suffered a slow start as he was booed off stage numerous times. Still, even in the event of getting booed off stage, food thrown at him, his career spiraling down the drain, there was still no stopping him. Fueled by his burning passion for comedy, didn't matter what adversity was presented to him, because although adversity was in front of him, and he was faced with it, and he had to, you know what I mean, rise through it, his desired destination was so close he could taste it, and he wouldn't let the adversity slow him down. Check this out, you guys. Now, if you got your pen and you got your pad, write this down for real, because this is deep. Listen, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% what you do with what happens to you. How do you respond? Because your response will ultimately create your future. You know what I mean? And how things flow for you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and things like that. It will get hard. However, when it does, your passion should be strong enough to allow you and give you the strength to jump over those hurdles that present themselves and keep moving forward. One of the most important rules for success and happiness is don't be upset or worry about something you can't do anything about. Don't criticize anyone for something that the person cannot change. A famous law is, if there is no solution, there is no problem, right? So a lot of us get stuck on situations mentally where we're constantly thinking of the past, like, okay, now the past can be as big as years ago, but it can even be minutes, seconds. But it could be as small as minutes and seconds ago. You know what I'm saying? It can even be a day ago, 2 days ago, a week ago. There are two time periods in life. The past and the future. The present is such a brief moment. Now, you can focus on what happened, which cannot be changed, or you can focus on the future and what is possible. And that is what you have control over. The fact is, your life would be a continuous series of problems, difficulties, setbacks, and temporary failures. The unexpected and unwanted reversals and disappointments are a normal, natural, and unavoidable fact of growing up. To change your thinking and change your life, you must make the decision to get over them and on with your life, no matter what happened. Until you do, you will remain a slave to your past. So, when I was talking about earlier, how we're all in, like, we got relationships going on and different things that we're passionate about. If somebody cheats on you, you can sit there and dwell on it. You can put yourself down and down and deeper into it and just live in it. Or you can pick yourself up and keep moving forward. If that individual is somebody who you truly feel passionate about, then you work through it together. You sit them down, you have that conversation. When it comes to your goals and your dreams, like the examples of Kevin Hart and Michael Jordan, and even Jesus Christ himself was, there's going to be things that you're going to have to suffer through. But you don't let that stop you. You keep shooting for the sky. You keep shooting for the stars. You keep aiming for the moon. You know what I'm saying? There is no limitations to what is possible. So I encourage you all to begin to eliminate the if-onlys from your life. Check this out. There's a psychologist and philosopher by the name of William James of Harvard. He wrote, "The first step in dealing with any difficulty is to be willing to have it so." He encouraged people to say, "What cannot be cured must be endured." In other words, one should practice detachment from any person or situation that makes you feel angry or upset. Withdraw the emotional energy from it so you can regain your calmness and composure and keep moving forward. Take the opinions of others into consideration, but make your own decision. Don't be overly influenced by the possible approval or disapproval of others. You are the one who cares the most, and you are the one who will be affected the most. By doing those couple of things, you begin to enable the power of your passion, and you put yourself back into the driver's seat of your vehicle on the road to your success. The only limits that exist is the limits you set on yourself. So I encourage you all to begin to eliminate those limitations. So that way, you can begin to make the rest of your lives the best of your lives. And with that, you know I love y'all. I love those that love me. And if you don't love me, that's all right. I still got nothing but mad love for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I truly, truly, truly hope that something within this episode resonated with you guys. I do want to see you all blossom. I do want to see you all grow. I do want to see you all be the best version of yourselves you can be and live the best lives you can live. We all deserve that as a nation, as people, as individuals who we are. We all deserve the best. You know, no matter who you are, you deserve the best and the most happiness. And I just want you to know, Keith Fit, coming from Keith Fit, it's all love, you know what I mean, from me. I just want to see y'all win. I just want to see y'all be successful, and I just want to see y'all be great, all right? I'm always rooting for y'all. Again, I love those that love me. And Keith Fit is out, all right? Until next time, I'm going to catch you guys later, all right? Thank you again for tuning in. Like, share, you know what I mean? Subscribe, whatever, you know what I mean? I appreciate it, all right? I love y'all. Till next time. Peace.